Time to talk sport with Chris Mitchell from 90 Sport of North East. Morning, Chris. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Matt. How are you, mate?
Yes, very well. Now, let's turn our attention first off to the O&M footy, because there was a juicy little result there. Of course, Albury got their regulation win, but below that, Yarrawonga went down.
I know, second on the ladder, and have had a tough time travelling to Wodonga lately, and pretty good record, the Dogs, and they actually got up, so 21 points, the difference in the end. Kicked the last six goals of the game. So
something about the Doggies this year. I mean, they're terribly inconsistent, let's be honest. But they've beaten Albury and Yarrawonga.
Well, you wouldn't put your house on that they're going to win every week. But, yeah, they can beat anyone on their day. So Steve Murray kicked four. Our big man, Matt Sider, stud. Who knows what they can do, the Dogs?
I think that's the key. Although he didn't play when they beat Albury, funnily enough, when he's in good touch, Matty Sider, the team obviously does very, very well. So all right, let's turn our attention to a not so good result, which was the Albury Thunder down by 44-10 against South City in Wagga. So that's not great news.
Struggling a little bit, Matt, the Thunder boys, and need to turn it around pretty quick. Yep, and yep. Lost last week to Ben Jeffrey in his Kangaroo side, so they really need to get their act into gear quickly if they want to feature in the finals and do anything in the finals.
Now, talking of featuring in the finals, the Bandits are there and thereabouts. The men's side got a good solid home win though over the weekend.
Yeah, it's interesting. Our teams that are sort of here and playing in sort of state or national leagues, their results are sort of up and down, which is, you know, to be expected. Yep. But the Bandits, when they're on, they can beat anyone, and they were certainly on Saturday night, beating Frankston by 22, Robinson, Terrell, and Debra George, as always, the stud. So when Debra's on fire, the Bandits usually are as well. So
he's a gun.
Yeah, they're going all right, the Bandits. And the ladies pipped at the post, you could almost say, by five. So they're taking steps forward every week, Matt, but can't get the job done just yet.
Yeah, well, they had that big win at the start of the year, but any win is just gold for the ladies' side. This time in their development, you know, it's all about getting the confidence and to prove that they can win, even to themselves, you know.
Yeah, well, that's right. They only need a couple of wins on the board to get the ball rolling, and they're not far away. But Murray United are also in action on the weekend, Matt, in the NPL. A 9-goal thriller. lost 5-4 to Box Hill down in Melbourne. So, I don't know what happened there. The floodgates were open on both sides, but
that's awesome.
Good for the spectators.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Chris, so I would imagine a very busy Monday. You're going to follow up on all the results over the weekend?
Yeah, we'll try and get the injuries and the updates, and I think we ran a nice, it depends what angle you're going from, but the other day we had a broken leg from Bo Wheeler from Wangaratta, and we just sort of try and get a bit of an update on where everyone's at and travelling and the overall wrap from the weekend.
All right, good stuff. That's Nine News, Border North East, of course, with Joe Hall, Chris Mitchell and the team. Thanks, mate. We'll catch you again next week.
Thanks, Matthew.